Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting
right
across America.
Turn it up.
Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
I'll give you the catchphrase to a famous TV game show. Just name the game show. Amy, Eddie, Morgan. Here we go. An example would be, survey says, that would be what?
Family Feud.
That would be Family Feud, right.
Ding. Did you not know that, Amy?
I did. I just, you were faster than me.
Okay.
Morgan, did you know that?
No.
Okay, well, that's an example, though. All right, everybody up. Write your answer down. Which game show goes, come on down? What do you think about that? Come on down.
I'm in.
In.
Morgan has no idea.
Come on, Morgan.
You're so young and hip. You don't know all our old game shows.
Yeah.
It's still on.
Morgan, we're going to start with you. What do you have?
Family Feud.
That was just the example.
What?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Amy?
That's Price is Right.
Price is Right. Eddie?
Price is Right.
There you go. You don't know? Come on down.
I do. I just see. Okay. Not very well.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Okay, next up. The tribe has spoken.
Ooh.
They're all looking at their pages. The tribe has spoken.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Morgan?
Survivor?
Eddie?
Yeah. Survivor.
Amy?
Survivor.
Let me try this one. I'd like to buy a vowel. This is a catchphrase from a famous TV game show. I'd like to buy a vowel. The fact that Morgan is clueless right now and she's like...
I'm in.
In.
I'd like to buy a vowel. Morgan?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Buying a lot of letters on that show?
No.
Would you like to take a lifeline or buy a vowel? Eddie.
One of the best slot machines in Vegas, Wheel of Fortune.
Amy?
Wheel of Fortune.
It costs like $250 to buy a vowel, Morgan. You know?
I know. I could see the show. I just couldn't put two and two together.
Right, right.
Okay, how about this one? Big bucks, no whammies. Big bucks, no whammies. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Shoot. Just to watch this. No whammy. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Need an answer here?
No.
Morgan?
Pyramid?
Eddie?
Supermarket sweep?
Amy?
$10,000 pyramid?
No, it's Pressure Luck.
Pressure
never seen
luck.
It.
Which, it's on again now. They have the old version, and it's back now, too. Okay, let's do one more. How about I'd like to phone a friend?
Ooh.
What TV game show is I'd like to phone a friend from?
I'm in.
In.
Morgan?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
That is correct.
I was like, wait.
Eddie?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Amy?
Same. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Amy and Eddie are now tied at 4-4. Morgan, I'm sorry you lose.
It's okay.
Okay.
I always thought if I got on that show, Bobby would be my phone
for
friend.
For sure, right?
For sure.
Who else would you call?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Sudden Death, Speed Round. Just buzz in with your name.
Got it.
Amy versus Eddie. It's a tough one. What show do they go? Sashay Away.
Amy?
Amy.
Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Eddie. Project Runway.
No, it's RuPaul's Drag Race.
Dang.
Okay, what show do they go? Make It Work.
Amy.
Make Amy?
Project Runway.
There's your winner.
Make It Work.
Yeah. I just got that from you.
Kind of the lunchbox strategy. Just hear somebody else say something and save it for later and then just yell it later.
Yeah.
And it came through. Nice victory there, Amy.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones on your radio.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
On the phone is Marissa in Pennsylvania. Hey, Marissa, how are you?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
I love that. I had a question for all of you. I know you guys are super early, like morning birds. I have a hard time getting up for work in the morning, so I have no idea how I'll do it. I just graduated in May in a full-time job, and I have a pretty laid-back job, so we can kind of like go in anytime just as long as we make our 8 hours in. And I just always end up going in for 9, and I want to be there earlier, so I was seeing if you guys had any tips for me.
Well, yeah, I can give you a tip as someone who's not a morning person. I do not like waking up in the morning. I'm a night owl. And since I've been 22, I've been doing mornings. By the way, I never wake up in the morning and go, oh, what a beautiful morning. Every morning I wake up, it's like this. Oh, are you kidding me? Roll out of bed, and then I have my little routine that I go through. My routine is a bit of what gets me into the right place in the morning, so I would build a routine. But I also, if you're not a morning person, you will never be a morning person. That doesn't mean you can't be a functioning morning person. What I've gotten better at is being a better performer while not feeling good. I'm being honest with you. I'm not even awake right now. I'm doing the show right now. I'm not even awake yet. Give me another hour. I'll be good. But for me, just in general, not just morning, even sick or tired, you know, you can actually get better while feeling your worst, which elevates you when you're feeling your best. So as long as you realize that you're never going to feel that great, you just get up, you build your routine, you go through it. That's what I have. And not put the pressure on yourself to become a morning person, just to become a morning performer. There's a difference. Amy's definitely a more of a morning person than I am, but not, I wouldn't say you're a, if I'm a 2 out of 10.
But our morning is so early. Like, I could be a morning person if I woke up at like 6:30 or 7 in the morning.
Sure.
I'd be like, it's a beautiful morning. But our morning is different, where I have to have, I quit pressing snooze a long time ago, or maybe like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And that helped me tremendously. If you're not a morning person, like, you don't make it worse by pressing snooze.
But that's hard because you want to get that extra rest.
I know, but it's
not
worth it.
The key is to get up and get into your routine, even
Pop
if
up.
It hurts.
Yes.
I would say if I'm a 2, you're a 5.
Sure.
I would say, oddly, Eddie's a morning person.
Oddly. But I'm not. I'm like you. When we have days off, like if we have a week off, I'm waking up at...
Week off's tough.
10 p.m.
Oh,
10 a.m.
I'm not. Like, I cannot handle that feeling.
I'll sleep till 10. Noon.
What? Oh, that drives me crazy.
So give me 3 days on vacation, I will sleep till noon. And then I'll be miserable for 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. Right.
But okay, here's my advice. My final advice, Marissa. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. It's never going to feel great. You'll never be a morning person ever. But that doesn't mean you can't be a morning performer. Mm. Get up and get started. Build your routine. And for me, it's I wake up, I do my nasal spray. I walk right to the kitchen. I wake up, turn my TV on. I watch all the news, but I go right to the kitchen, do my nasal spray. Tss, 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 tss. I do my first thing of 5-Metamucil. Go, go, go. I do, what? I'm just sharing my life.
I know.
I take a couple other supplements. I do all this. I grab my thing out of the fridge and I walk back to my bedroom. By that point, step one is over. Then I get my computer up. And by the time I'm step five, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. Build your routine. Get your butt to work. You'll be so happy when your day ends earlier because you started earlier. There you go. Not the best answer, but
practical.
Very.
Thank you. I'm very pragmatic. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck with your dog. I don't know if she has a dog.
I do.
All right, there you go.
Yay.
See? There you go. All right, hey, thank you. Have a good morning, okay?
All right, thank you. You as well. Yeah. Bobby
Bones Show. All right, my cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances. It'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease. Because my cousin was right. It was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Like cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out. rocketmoney.com/bones.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Yes, Bobby Bones. All right, we're going to roll through a round of easy trivia. We Googled easy trivia questions for kids, and we'll ask you three. Amy, Lunchbox, our video producer, Eddie. Amy, you're up first. Since this year is a leap year, how many days are in February? Easy trivia.
29.
Correct. And she went right to it. Didn't even think about it. Committed. I respect that.
So smart.
Lunchbox, who is the founder of Microsoft?
Oh, that's Bill Gates.
Nice. Woo! Eddie.
Come on.
Easy trivia. What's the world's fastest land animal?
I know this one.
What's the world's fastest land animal?
It's a cheetah.
Correct.
Yes.
Round one complete.
Wow.
Amy.
Yes.
Easy trivia. How many legs do spiders have?
Oh my gosh. Why don't I pay attention in entomology?
You took entomology?
I did. Entomology.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think spiders have six, but could it be eight? One, two.
How many legs do spiders have, Amy?
Six.
The answer is eight.
I know.
I thought that was an octopus.
Stupid.
They have eight tentacles. They don't have feet, dude.
Oh, okay.
Lunchbox. What country has the most people in the world? What country has the most people in the world at 1.4 billion?
China.
Oh, my gosh.
Eddie.
Come on.
Which famous person was the teddy bear named after? Think about that, the old teddy bear. Which famous person was the teddy bear named after?
Okay. First thing came to my mind was Teddy, I almost said Ruxpin. Not Ruxpin, Teddy Roosevelt.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Wow.
Because Teddy Ruxpin was a teddy bear.
Right, yeah. I know, I realized that.
You're out, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
It's easy. Only one I know, Van Gogh.
Van Gogh, no.
Oh, wow.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Yours is equal to his.
Who was it? Not,
oh, sorry. It was Michelangelo.
Ah, dang it.
Michelangelo. Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Same level of question.
Mm-hmm.
Not one you're going to easily walk away with, but one you should still know.
Come on.
For the win. What's the smallest ocean in the world? Now, does it come to your mind right away?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. What's the smallest ocean in the world? Talk it out.
Well, there are only seven oceans. Or are there five?
Okay. Or are there 50?
Not Pacific or Atlantic. Those are huge.
Think. Okay. I'm not telling you if right or wrong. I'm just playing.
You're just saying okay?
I'm just going with you.
For some reason, and I don't even know this is an ocean. Indian Ocean? Sounds like it's there and it's really small. The other oceans are like Antarctic Ocean. Let's go with Indian Ocean. I don't even know if that's real.
Your answer is?
Indian Ocean.
Wow, that's not it?
It's the Arctic Ocean.
What?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was an Arctic Ocean.
I thought that was so big.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're both
back
in the game.
All right, all right, come on, come on, yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
What state is the Hoover Dam located in? You know this? I feel like this got a little easier than last time. What state is the Hoover Dam located in?
Well, when you go to Las Vegas, you can take a helicopter ride to the Hoover Dam. So I'm going to go with Nevada.
Whoa! Nice.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
How many sides does a pentagon have? Easy trivia.
The Pentagon, like in Washington.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
Can I draw it out? One, two, three, four, five. That'd be five, my friend.
Yeah! Lunchbox.
Yep.
What does BC stand for, as in 3500 BC?
Oh, it's before my man, before Christ.
Eddie.
Come on.
How many degrees in a circle?
What? Like a full circle? I don't know why my mind just went to temperature. It's not right.
How many degrees in a circle?
So I'm thinking skateboarding. I remember we would do 280. No. Oh, it's 360. Come on.
Nice. Okay, whew. Easy trivia. We only have three left. I wonder if we should just do sudden death in case we don't.
Are they easier?
I'll tell you what, we're going to do semi-sudden death.
Okay.
I'll say 1, 2, 3, and you say your answer at the same time. Okay? Don't answer it.
Oh.
What was the 50th U.S. state? Here we go. On the I'll go 1, 2, 3, then you say it. Okay?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
What was the 50th U.S. state? 1, 2, 3.
Alaska.
Lunchbox said?
Hawaii.
Eddie said?
Alaska.
One of you's right.
Well, yeah, obviously.
The winner is Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! Hawaii is the 50th state. Alaska was the 49th state. Running the rest of the questions. What war began in 1914 and ended in 1918?
The war in 1914.
The World War I. God Save the Queen is the national anthem of what country?
Canada.
United Kingdom. And what's the tallest land animal?
Giraffe.
There you go. Thank you. Lunchbox wins, breaks a streak of no wins in a long
good
time.
Win, Lunch.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So firefighters, they rushed out of a supermarket on an emergency call only to return and find that strangers had paid for their groceries. So they're trying to do their thing. They had to drop everything to go do their job. And then when they came back, all taken care of, which is super awesome.
Yeah, that's real cool.
That's just being, too, the people that picked up the bill, like just being observant of your surroundings and then being extra thoughtful.
It'd also be cool to see a bunch of firefighters in firefighter gear shopping for tomatoes.
Yeah.
That would also be cool.
I know, because I still picture it like I do on some of these firefighter shows where they all are hanging out at the whatever, the firehouse.
Yeah.
And they all cook a family dinner and everybody sits around and then the alarm goes off and they go down the...
Yeah, the pole.
The pole.
Jump into their trucks.
Mid spaghetti bite.
It's a good firefighter story. That's what's up. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. A man was arrested after he got into a fight with his brother over how he made breakfast. The 19-year-old brother wanted his eggs over easy. Ugh. The brother said, I'm only making them scramble.
Attaboy.
Made them scramble.
What?
So the 19-year-old attacked him with a frying pan.
You don't like over easy?
Oh, I love over easy.
Over easy is so good.
Oh, I like runny. Is that over easy?
Yeah,
sure.
Runny.
Yes.
Our sunny side set up.
I would attack you guys with a frying pan with this conversation.
Wait, you're scrambled all the way?
Absolutely.
A
dumb reason to fight. By the way, I bet they didn't really fight about the eggs. It was something.
It was about
some other issue, respect. Some disrespect somewhere. Yeah. But yeah, he went over easy. I want to beat him with a band too.
He hit him in the head. He had a big old gash.
Yeah, probably deserved it. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Bobby Bones. Yeah. So they say that you can drink too much coffee now. Anything more than a half a pot of coffee per day can lead to a lot of bad things happening to your body short-term and long-term. I tell you, caffeine just doesn't affect me that much. I don't know if I have the weird gene where caffeine doesn't take me up or down too much. If I don't eat any food and then do a lot of caffeine, I can start to feel it a little bit, or my body feels like this. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. But that's if I don't eat at all.
Right.
And I'm like doing 2 5-hour energies. Sometimes on 5-hour energies, I'll have like a little sip and be like, well, that's good for an hour. You ever do that?
I've never had a 5-hour energy, but you make me want to try one. I kind of miss the days, you know, way back when we used to drink Red Bull before the show. Back in our 20s when we were younger.
Well, we used to think Red Bull was like a healthy thing to do.
Yeah. But
like you'd work out and then have a Red Bull.
Yeah. That's terrible.
And it felt so good. Like I was so high on something.
What?
Like on Red Bull. Like it felt awesome. I haven't felt that way in a long time.
Well, again, more than a half a pot of coffee, they say, is not good for you.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
There was also another story this morning about how long it takes someone to become a millionaire. And so some number crunchers at this banking website called GoBankingRates.com tried to figure out how much it takes to become a millionaire in every state. In Maryland, it's the least at 28 years because they have the highest median income. The lowest is West Virginia, which takes 110 years. But experts say if you save your money, this is just generally now, save your money, don't eat out more than once a week, avoid lavish purchases like cars, boats, or diamonds, you'll become a millionaire in 30 years in most job or career fields. What do you think?
I eat out more than once a week.
I do too.
I guess it's not happening.
What do they mean cars though? Because we all got to buy a car.
Yeah, we got to get somewhere.
I think lavish. Uber everywhere?
Yeah. Bobby
Bones. All right, I want to say good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Except for this 82-year-old man who got jail time for constantly blasting his classical music.
Wrong with that?
Jail time.
An 82-year-old guy who can't hear very well has been blasting his music for years. Oh. His neighbors recently got a court order to force him to play it quieter. Then when he didn't, he got arrested, and now he's been sentenced to 24 weeks in jail.
So who are you not wishing a good morning to?
Well, him. Listen to the law.
Oh, his neighbors, come on.
I guess he can't hear. Can't hear the law either.
Yeah, poor guy.
There was an 82-year-old guy named Ian Trainer. So he listens and he blasts it, but he had to go to court and he's like, hey, imagine if this was your neighbor though, who's blasting Post Malone.
Yeah,
so loud. And you're like, I can't function and live my life. They have to turn it down, maybe get a better hearing aid. So do you know, I don't know what this says about me. I still can't like fully respect classical music in the way that I should like appreciate
really?
It.
Really?
Like I understand its influences through the generations and how amazing certain composers were, especially people who couldn't hear.
Yeah.
And
have you ever been to a symphony?
Yeah, and that's a little bit cool, but I get bored pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't feel like my palate for classical music is as snotty as it could be. It needs to be snottier.
I love it.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Oh, Tchaikovsky.
There are some mornings, guys, when I drive in and I'm listening to that, the station that's really low on the dial, like, I don't know, a 47.
Is Eddie lying right now?
I'm serious.
Hey, who are your favorite composers, man?
Oh, Beethoven. I love Chopin. Mozart.
Eddie, what are you talking about?
Hold on, here's what we'll do next week.
Come on.
What we'll do next week. I'll line up 10 of the most famous classical music compositions, symphonies of all time.
Great.
If you can name 6 of 10, I'll give you $50.
Man, you're going to let him study. You should have dropped it on him, but yeah, I don't think he can do it.
That's true.
Yeah, I can probably do it.
Like, that's...
Probably do it right now.
Yeah. Oh.
We don't have the okay.
Well, who is this
you
right
know
now,
what?
Eddie?
You know what? We'll do it later on today. Okay. You can't study.
Okay.
We'll do it. We'll do it next hour.
All right. I like this test.
And
I
if
do
you can't
love my
get
composers.
6 of 10, you just have to get the composer. I don't care about the song. You have to get the composer.
Oh, so you're going to play a clip, and then I have to tell you this is going to be so hard.
No, no, you're a big fan.
You're a big fan. Massive fan.
I do enjoy
it's
my classical music.
It's what you listen to every day on your way to work.
Yeah, you're driving to work on that list station that's low on the dial.
No, once,
that's right.
Like once a week.
We got you right now. We're going to, but most famous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Beethovens out there.
Oh, you have to, you know what? I'm going to lower you one. 5 of 10.
Okay, I love it.
Or do
Sebastian
you want less?
Sebastian Bach.
Johann Sebastian Bach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, maybe Sebastian Bach was like an 80s guitarist. I think he was.
Do you want to go? You want to go less than 10?
Like 5?
You want to? Okay, I'll tell you what.
Fair enough.
We'll do 6. If you can get 3 of 6, you win.
Okay.
We'll do that in about an hour. All right.
Woo!
What a goober. Well, what if you lose? What happens?
Yeah. Nothing. Then
not, no,
then,
no.
Then
Bobby gets to punch you in the arm or something.
No. If we lose.
Here we go.
If we lose, I get to control your avatar picture on Instagram's Twitter for.
What, like
3 days?
Couple of, no, 24 hours.
2 days.
24 hours.
A day and a half.
Take it.
Deal. All right, good. All right, that's what we'll do.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sarah is a school principal in Arlington, Texas, of an elementary school, and there's 2 kids in her school now. One has already graduated, and their father's been sick since 2018 with kidney problems, been looking for a donor everywhere. And Sarah's like, you know what? I'm the principal. I'm supposed to help these kids whenever I can. She goes and gets tested, and she's a match and donates her kidney to the dad.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
Even to go get tested is a big step.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that means you're really considering it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's awesome. That's cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go over to Amy and get her morning corny. Let's go.
The morning corny.
What are the strongest days of the week? Saturday and Sunday. The rest are weekdays.
Oh, it's funny.
Well, Eddie thinks that's the funniest
that's
thing he's ever heard.
That's very weak. They're not strong.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to play you a video game version of a country song.
Okay,
yes. You know how Mario Brothers sounded like... Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play you a video game version of a country song. See if you can name the song.
Okay.
What is that?
Johnny Cash... Folsom Prison.
Yeah.
Blues.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Yeah, good.
And time keeps dragging.
All right, here's another next one. Video game music, number two. Can you name that one?
Chattahoochee.
Yeah, Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee.
Yeah, with Danny Under on the Chattahoochee.
What are you going to say?
At the very beginning, I thought it was Footloose. At the very beginning. Play the beginning.
Just like...
You don't hear that?
Maybe.
That's where my brain went. I was like, Blake Shelton's version of Footloose. I don't know.
All right, let's do another one. You have that one?
Yeah.
What?
Kenny Rogers, Know When to Hold 'Em.
Yeah.
When the dealing's done, you gotta know when to hold 'em.
Bound, 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 know when. Okay. See if you can name this one right here. Go ahead.
Totally crazy. Shania Twain. Hold on. In that style. Is it whose boots?
Come on, keep going.
In the trash. Here we go. I feel like a woman.
There you go. All right, one more. Okay. These are video game country songs. Name this one. Tougher.
Oh no, I got it.
You do? Let's listen a minute. What is that?
I started to doubt myself, but is it Jolene?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, we'll catch up to it.
Jolene.
There you go. All right, nice shot. That's pretty fun, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you get those, Mike?
They sound not real.
What nerdy side is Mike on to find these games?
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Earlier in the show, Eddie was doing what I'm calling now a culture flex. Mm. Meaning he was like, I love classical music. He's like, I listen to it when I drive to work.
Stop. I can't even take him seriously.
We all rolled our eyes
at him. It's so peaceful.
He's like, I'll put it on that station real low on the dial. 81.1.
Yeah, you know, one of those.
Classic FM, here we are. With the latest from Mozart.
Ooh, they play the good stuff early in the morning.
It's four Mozarts in a row. It's Mozart Monday here.
So we've given Eddie the challenge. I'm going to play you six classical masterpieces. That's what we're going to call them.
Right. Are they like famous?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And all you have to do is name three of the composers. Okay. We have six of these here.
Come on.
Okay. Number one. Go ahead. This is very familiar sounding.
Yep.
Turn that up, Ramondo. I'm feeling it right now. Familiar, Eddie.
Of course.
Do you know
it's
that?
It's so famous.
But are you 100% sure?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm going to guess on it.
Go ahead.
I believe this is Mozart.
That is actually Ludwig von Beethoven's Fifth Symphony in C minor. Damn. 0 for 1, bruh.
Not good.
If Eddie gets 3 out of 6, I give him $50. If he doesn't, I take control of his avatar for a few days.
24 hours.
36 hours.
You're on poser alert.
Okay. Here we go. Let's listen to the second one for a bit. Eddie's doing the hands. He's doing composer hands now.
I'm trying to picture in my mind who did this. All right, I think I got it. I believe that is Mozart.
That is Mozart.
Yeah! I knew he'd come up at some point.
That is Ein Klein Nachtmusik.
Yes, in D minor.
No, I don't know about that. Okay. You're 1 for 2. You're on right now. Woo! You're on track. Eddie's got to get 3 out of 6 of these. Okay, here is your next classic masterpiece.
Amy, this for sure is in a car commercial.
The new Hyundai Sonata. For it.
It's Matthew McConaughey driving.
Have you ever heard that one, Eddie?
Yes, I have heard this. I'm gonna take a wild guess here. Johann Sebastian Bach.
Is that the only one you know?
Just guessing.
So that is called Harpsichord Concerto No. 1 in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay, but he's out of people. He's out.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
I can't believe he got that. He gets one more, he wins. This is
awesome. No, I told you guys.
No, you're just guessing.
No, it doesn't matter. If he wins, he wins. We can't be a hater on a winner.
I know. Okay, but he's guessing.
I don't know. To me, it looks like the guy knows a little something.
Amy, think whatever you want.
Okay. Here we go. This one is called, I'm going to say the name of it before we go, Toccata and Fugue in D minor, BBW 565.
Oh, wow. 565, yeah.
Yeah. Don't get that confused with 564.
No, no, no. It's still a different song.
All right, here we go. No. Is that Phantom of the Opera?
No, just don't be silly.
Oh. Don't be silly.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to just take another guess here. It's Tchaikovsky.
Toccata and Fugue in D minor, BMV 565, is by...
Come on.
A chum named Johann Sebastian Bach. Again.
Oh, you got me good. You got me real good.
Okay, we're 2 for 4.
Dang it.
By the way, I love this segment.
You like it?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Don't
right
these
now.
Songs sound cool though?
They do. Next up. Ever heard that one, Eddie?
Yes.
What does it sound like to you?
Car commercial. All right, I'll take another guess. Ludwig van Beethoven again.
Oh, Beethoven. He went with the Beethoven. He went with the big B.
Come on.
That is actually the Nutcracker, Act 1.
Tchaikovsky.
No. 4, Russian Dance by Tchaikovsky.
So dumb. You tricked me.
Oh, is this the last one?
This is the last
one. Oh, my man. Goodness.
It all comes down to, are you ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
I hear it.
All right. One more to go. If he gets it, he wins. If he misses, he loses. Hit it. This sounds like a murderer song, Amy.
See?
Yeah, this one does.
Yeah. This is like Hannibal Lecter. Maybe it is. And he's eating the brain.
Eddie, what is this song for the win or the loss?
Dang it. Sounds a lot like that Moonlight Sonata song by Beethoven. But it's piano. Beethoven did some piano songs.
I like being inside your head right now. This is fun for me. It's like, show me your work.
Could
I like
it be Frédéric Chopin?
Ooh!
Not my answer.
Do you know who that is?
No, I just yell. Ooh. Amy, I don't know anything about classical music, really.
No.
But Chopin is definitely
a composer,
a person, and that's dead.
You've heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I don't know anything.
Wow, what's it like to like hear things once and then always know it in your head?
I don't know.
I'm gonna guess here again. It's got to be Beethoven.
He says Beethoven.
It's got to be Beethoven again.
He says Beethoven.
Man, please be Chopin or whatever you say.
Not Chopin.
You don't think so?
No.
Chopin.
Are you so sure of it? You like to double your bet?
Yes.
I don't want to do that bet.
Wow.
Yes, that's not Chopin.
Hey, smart move. I like the way he goes, no, I don't want to do that.
Well.
Come on. Or is it Mozart?
Do you want to change it?
No.
You have one chance now to change it. You're thinking about it. I'll give you one shot to change it.
It's Beethoven, dude. Come on.
Beethoven.
I don't get it.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That's it. It's Beethoven. This is the song that they're playing when they showed up in the telephone booth, dude. Beethoven! Yes! Right, Mike?
It's Beethoven! He won! Yeah! He won! Yeah!
That's truly how I figured this out.
No, you'd already guessed.
Yeah, I know, but it solidified it.
Wow. You know what?
Wow.
You're a fan of classical music,
thank
and
you,
we
my
can't
friend.
Deny it.
Yes, thank you, guys.
You like classic music, and we cannot lie. It's the Bobby Bones Show. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Well, I'm going to play you a song from a Disney classic. You name the movie. You're all playing. Amy, producer Eddie, Morgan number two, who does our videos. Are you ready?
Yes.
We're just going to start right away. Name the movie this is from.
Can you sing with all the voices of a mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
That's called Colors of the Wind.
And
Amy?
Pocahontas.
Eddie?
Pocahontas.
Morgan?
Pocahontas.
Okay, we're all in this. Everybody feels good? I like that. I like that. All right. Let's go to the next one. What Disney is this from?
The biggest one you ever heard, and this is your window. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you know we sound atrocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Can you name that movie? Everybody good?
Yeah. We're in.
Yes.
Amy.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Okay. Wow. Stump you guys. We're only doing 5 of them. Okay. I think we're going to have a little problem at song number 3. Here we go.
At first you think Cruella is a devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock.
You're no help,
vampire bat.
Okay, it's down.
This inhuman beast.
Ooh, Eddie looks puzzled. Eddie, I'm going to go to you first. What is it?
I think there was a clue there with that dog barking. 101 Dalmatians.
Woo!
Yeah!
Morgan?
101 Dalmatians.
Amy?
101 Dalmatians.
Dang it.
Can't get us, Bones.
I know.
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3. Let me find one that I think is really going to get you guys. Okay, Raymundo, let's do number 8 on the list. Here you go. See if you know this Disney movie. Good luck.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Amy doesn't know. I can tell by her face.
Yeah, I know it, but I don't know. I mean, I know I've heard it.
But what's the movie?
No request is too extreme.
I'm in.
Morgan, do you know it?
I don't know. This is a guess. Cinderella.
Ooh.
Eddie.
That's a huge song, and I've heard it hundreds of times, but I think it's the grasshopper singing in Pinocchio.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah! It's Pinocchio. I don't know if it's the grasshopper, but I know that it's Pinocchio. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amy.
Snow White.
Wow. Woo! I knew this song, too.
Huge.
When you wish upon a star. But I didn't know. That's old, old school.
That was a guess.
Eddie, you're in the lead by 1.
Come on.
Okay. Okay. We'll do this one. Last one. Enjoy.
Be part of that world. What would I give if I could live?
Eddie's trying to act it out right now. Okay.
What would I
pull,
I'm in.
Pull it down there. Amy's got it for sure. Morgan, do you know it?
I think so.
Okay, don't say Eddie, you in?
100%.
Oh,
faker.
Morgan, what is that?
Aladdin.
Oh.
Oh.
Amy?
Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Eddie? What do you call it? the legs. Little Mermaid, come on. Nice.
I danced to that.
Yeah,
you
I danced with the stars. Yeah,
you did.
I was.
You're Prince.
Prince, the singer Prince.
No, you're not.
Raspberry Beret.
Sharna
Prince
was
Eric.
I was Prince Eric.
Yeah.
That means our winner, Eddie.
Come on. I'm telling you, I know these Disney movies.
You do.
I do.
Is it because your dad, you had to watch them all? Or because you watched them all as a kid?
I thought you said because of my dad. No, not my dad. Yeah, I watched them all with my kids. They forced me to watch all these movies. And you end up liking them, and that's all you watch.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It starts to get better.
Yeah.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A pair of strangers saved a guy's life from a fire in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. Colleen Jackson was opening up her convenience store. It was early in the morning, and she saw flames, and her 83-year-old wheelchair-bound father was in the apartment upstairs at the same time she saw the flames. Fire Chief Timothy Francis says two bystanders saw this, saw the fire, heard the screaming, ran up, and pulled the wheelchair and the dad to safety before the firefighters got there.
Wow. Yeah.
That is crazy. Ron Rock and Butch Boer Parland were driving by and saw the fire, so they stopped to help and ended up saving a life. Ron Rock sounds like the perfect DJ name. Ron Rock here, it's 2:06. mid of the workday, let's do a little bit of AC/DC. Here they are, Ballbreaker. I'm Ron Rock.
That's a good name.
Dang. Quote, definitely made a difference, people just jumping in there. Even though we don't advise you going into house fires, we appreciate it, they're very brave.
Yeah, wow.
Ron Rock. Ron Rock. It's two for Tuesday, Ron Rock. Let's get the lead out. Led Zeppelin, two in a row. Okay, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The thing that this Jason Gibble character has in common with most of his calls is that he's always trying to make money.
That's right. He's a businessman making business deals trying to get that money.
Jason Gibble's Lunchbox's side character he's made. Who do you call this time?
I call a memorabilia shop, and I say I have celebrity memorabilia I'm trying to sell because of the hard times with the economy and everything.
Okay, here we go. Wait, hold on. Before we play it. Is it real memorabilia?
No, it's just stuff I've made up.
Oh, you're making this stuff up?
Yeah, I'm making up stuff to see what I would get for it if he was really interested.
Okay.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Jason Gibble, businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good, man. Look, I'm going to tell you what. The pandemic has hit, and I am ready to sell some of my memorabilia.
All right.
Yeah. So I was at a Carrie Underwood concert, okay, and I was sitting pretty much front row, and she was chewing a piece of gum, and she spit it. I jumped over the retaining wall, and I got her used piece of gum.
We're a sports memorabilia store. I don't really think we would take something like that in.
Whoa. She's married to an athlete. So,
all right.
So it's basically like that gum was in her husband's mouth because they make out. So it probably has some DNA from him.
Gotcha. Well, I don't think that's something we're looking for at the moment.
All right. You're 0-1.
0-1.
Now, are you calling somebody else here? Same
guy?
No,
same guy. I was like, okay, I'll pivot. I got something else for you. You know who Garth Brooks is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he went to, you know how he used to go to spring training with the Padres?
Yeah.
Well, I was there, and he hit one, and boom, he hit the ball, and it was just a foul ball, but the bat splintered, and guess what? I got the splintered piece.
Okay.
So, I mean, how much is that worth?
I don't know. It's not... Don't have it in front of me. It's not authenticated.
Oh, no. It's. I got the ticket stuff from the game that I was at. Like, you can tell, like, it's a brown bat and it's a brown piece of bat that I got. I'm thinking, like, maybe
$25,000. Okay, bye.
All right, nice job, Lunchbox.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging,
food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Bobby Bones Show. They say leaving a voicemail is now considered rude. My voicemail hasn't been open in 3 years. So you can't even leave me one because I know I won't check it. And I don't want to be rude to people and never check their voicemails. So if you call my phone, it goes, his voicemail is full. Just because I've left it completely full. So according to a new book about 21st century etiquette, leaving someone a voicemail is rude. The author argues that, quote, there is no purpose for voicemails in the modern age, and having to sit through a message is super inefficient and inconvenient. She says you should never leave voicemails now. If someone doesn't pick up, just hang up and send them a text. Also, they say spur-of-the-moment phone calls are also considered rude. Instead, she says send person a text, say, hey, can you talk?
What?
A few rules that she wants us to follow. One, don't use periods in a text. Don't always reply all to all group emails. And only use emojis in moderation. So there's a lot just dumped on us there. Let's start with the first one. Leaving a voicemail. Do you do it?
Yes.
You do?
But my voicemail's full. You can't leave me one. But if I happen to get a voicemail, and especially if they're like a close friend of mine, I'll leave the longest voicemail ever. And then my favorite thing is, if you're still listening to this right now, I cannot believe it. And then sometimes they still are and they call me back.
You still do that?
I go, I'll start singing. And then I see if they make it to that point.
This is why I don't leave mine open.
For stuff like this.
Yeah, this is why when she's...
Well, because I can't believe that they still have it available for me to just ramble on. So.
She's doing a variety show on my voicemail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't leave them. I don't take them anymore. The other one is random phone calls. I kind of don't call people randomly either. I'll text. But you know what I do? To be fair, I do the voice text a little bit.
You do.
They're never over a minute, but in text, I'll hit a button. And especially if I'm driving and I don't look at my phone, I'll hit the button and be like, hey, Eddie, we're going to do this. Do you feel that? Both of you guys get those. Do you feel like those are rude?
Nope. I like them.
You do?
Yep.
They're fine. It's just they expire.
Yeah, no, you get to listen to them once.
But sometimes, I guess you have that option if you want to keep it.
And I always see people keep my voice text. And
they
keep
them?
I'm like, well, weirdo, what museum are you putting this in?
I might keep it just in case, like, because like, sometimes I might need to go back and listen to
That's weird.
Do you call people randomly?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No, I don't.
I love that.
Mm-mm. You FaceTime randomly.
No, even then, there's only like two people in my life. I'll hit Eddie up on FaceTime without throwing a warning.
Yeah.
You too, Amy.
Yeah,
already,
do
you,
I'm about to say that's
not
what
all
I'm
the time though
from experience.
But not now. I'm like, hey, can you talk? Because you don't. Your phone goes away with your kids a lot of times.
Yeah.
So
and then they
not
FaceTime
you as
you.
Much. But yeah, then they'll hit me up and I'll be like, hey, is your mom? They're like, no. I'm like, you just do this on your own? Yes. Eddie will answer on the toilet.
Mm. Anytime. I figure if you're calling me, it's important. So let's talk.
He'll answer FaceTime on the toilet, not a phone. Yeah. He'll answer FaceTime. I use periods in a text.
Why are we not supposed to do that?
I don't know. She says don't use periods in a text.
What about exclamation points?
I use all punctuation. Group emails, I'm not on a lot of those, and I never hit reply all. Do you guys on them?
I try not to.
Just the work one, just to be fun.
And then emojis, I don't use a lot of them, but I do use some.
Oh, I abuse them.
I don't use them.
You abuse them?
Oh, for sure.
Do you use them, Eddie?
Sometimes there's no better way to express yourself.
I didn't think about that. You know, courts now will go and read emojis now as part of a court case.
I know, so you better not be sending that knife emoji.
Yeah, because
they're going to be guilty.
Those are the things the judge will now say if there's like a mean message with a knife on it, they now can take that knife and use it as evidence in court that you were threatening to stab someone.
Dang. You have anger issues.
So when I'm sending you guys the old
middle finger one?
No.
Is there a middle finger one?
Hell
middle,
yeah.
Yeah, there's
there
a weird
is?
My son found it the other day.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, we're not using that one.
Oh, that's funny.
When I'm sending
that.
You the eggplant, it's for salad use only.
Of course, a veggie.
Yes. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bobby Bones. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps. You think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.